love to be hostess. It's a big event.
So when's the big event?
Big event in that room, 15 minutes.
It's gonna be a big event.
Biggest event ever.
The biggest event of your life.
We've gotta stage some big dramatic event.
And now for our biggest star, it's
time for the big reveal.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
God bless our veterans. God bless every one of them. I got to tell you, this is Veterans Day, and very, very special day, obviously. And I wanted to start the show today not just praising veterans, but also talking with you about something that infuriates me regarding veterans, specifically the way they are treated by our government to this day. I watch a lot of TV. I'm on social media a lot, on X, Twitter, Facebook, you name it. When I'm watching TV, I'm usually watching Fox. I don't like a lot of the things that I see on Fox. This is establishment Republican rhino crap. I hate it, but you got to start somewhere. So, you know, I've watched that for TV. Mostly I'm on X, Twitter, and Facebook. By the way, you can see the show on our Facebook Live. We do a Facebook Live stream of our show. You can go to my Facebook profile page. That's Dimitri with three eyes. Last name is Vassilaris, rhymes with Asilaris. And you can see the Facebook Live stream there, also on Big Willie 105.5. And yes, Mr. Big Willie will be joining us again today with his crusade against the county commissioners and the county water department. And just, oh my God, what a mess this is. I hear they're going to court. You're going to get all the ugly details from Mr. Big Willie himself later on this morning. Also later on this week, the Crown $300 prize package, your chance to win and win big. That'll be, this week. You have a chance to call in and win, and that'll be wonderful. All right, so we've got all of that. Back to the veterans on Veterans Day. So when I'm watching Fox, they have a lot of commercials that I cannot stand. I just go click, 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 click. These long, drawn-out ones where they're playing on your sympathies about St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, and goes on and on and on. And then you've got this woman in Israel who is trying to raise money for hungry Jewish people in the former Soviet Union. And you've got this Youssef guy saying, you know, you got to turn your life over to Jesus Christ and this, that, and the other. And I hate all that stuff. I hate it. And I go click, 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 click. Can Fox Business be any better? Click, click. Well, that's a little better, but not much. All right. Long story short. They have these commercials on Fox News, and I'm sure other cable channels as well, maybe broadcast TV. I don't know. Who watches that anymore? And it's about Tunnel to Towers. I think that's the name of this thing, this organization. And anytime I see these commercials for this organization, I lose my mind. I get so angry. I get so incredibly angry. I anger easily, by the way, but this especially triggers me. Now, this... All right, we've got a loose wire here. One of the things that... first off, let me say that this Tunnel to Towers Foundation, I have no problem with the foundation. I have no problem with any of the people involved. In fact, they do really, really, really good work. The Tunnels to Towers, I think that's the name of the organization, is a reference to the men and women who lost their lives, the firefighters, the policemen, the EMS people on 9/11, going through the tunnels to get to the towers, and so many lost their lives. I mean, it's beyond tragic. It's absolutely beyond tragic. And they're also, and so they're helping the survivors, mostly widows and children, of these brave people who need homes. who have to have their mortgages paid off and all of that. Well, they're also doing it for veterans. And there's this one that specifically there are actually a couple. There's this one woman talking about her husband. They had six kids, and he served overseas, and I think Iraq, and the burn pits did all terrible things to him, all sorts of cancer. And when they discovered that he had cancer, long story short, he was dead. She's stuck with six kittens, but she has to take care of the six kids. And they were childhood sweethearts and everything. I mean, it's heartbreaking stuff. And Tunnelton Towers comes in and says, we're going to take care of you. We're going to pay off your mortgage, and we're going to make sure that you are as well cared for as can possibly be cared for now that your husband made the ultimate sacrifice. God bless him. There's another commercial. Again, this is all Veterans Day connected. I'll tell you why this infuriates me. Another commercial with this guy who I believe is blind, who had a very powerful story. So he's leading a group of his men and women in, I think it was Iraq or somewhere in the Middle East, and it was about ISIS. And that an infiltrator from ISIS came into their group and had a suicide. My mic. Okay, is that better? It's at maximum. All right. I'm sorry, what? Okay, I don't know. Where was I now? So anyway, he's telling this story, and all right, ISIS. So he had a suicide vest, and the ISIS terrorist gets involved in, somehow sneaks in. The good guys, our guys, were trying to help the girl's school stay open, because in the Middle East, in so many of the countries, not Israel, obviously, but in so many of the Arab or Muslim countries, many of them, not all, but many of them treat their women as if they're pets or livestock. And the worst ones are actually in South Central Asia, Afghanistan, and all that, where they treat them as if they almost don't exist. It's beyond pathetic. Anyway, long story short. So this ISIS bomber blows up everyone. A lot of people dead. It's a horrible story. Well, this guy that I'm seeing on the TV commercial survives. He had like 22 life-saving operations. I mean, mind-boggling tragedy. And, you know, this guy is so heroic. It's unbelievable. He's just banged up beyond belief. It's just heartbreaking, terrible stuff. And I believe he's blind. He's got... It looks like he's blind. He's got one eye. I think it's an artificial eye. I'm not sure. Very eloquent speaker. Very, very powerful. And Tunnel Towers Foundation, again, comes in and says, hey, we're going to create this house for you, build this house for you, essentially handicap accessible, and, you know, the appliances and everything are at the right height, and the shower and the bath and the this and the that, your forever home and whatever. All that absolutely wonderful. In fact, there was another guy who was jumping out of a plane, a parachute, airborne? He jumped out of a plane. His parachute apparently didn't work. He lands at an insane rate of speed, quadriplegic, and they helped him as well. So you hear these stories, and your heart just goes out to them going, oh, my God. Now, look, full disclosure, I was never in the armed services. I never served. I don't think I could last one day. The initial, what is it called, boot camp or the initiation process, you know, they start cutting your hair. Not that I have much hair to lose. I actually have none to lose. But I wouldn't last a day. I absolutely would not last a day. How these people do it, they're willing to risk their lives to protect you, and more importantly, to protect me, is beyond me. God bless every one of them. Truly, God bless every one of them, especially on Veterans Day. So why am I so upset? When I see these commercials of how this wonderful organization is doing everything possible to create these wonderful homes, mortgage-free, of course, for the survivors or for the men and women who suffered just incredible wounds, and how they even lived their lives, I don't know. I get very angry for this reason. Why do we need a nonprofit organization to do this? Why aren't our leaders in Washington, the men and women who send these people, volunteers, send them into these horrible places to do and to fight horrible people and to risk their lives daily, risk their lives? Why doesn't our government do this for the ones who survive and for the survivors of the ones who pay the ultimate who have paid the ultimate price? Why do we need a nonprofit organization? And again, thank God for Tunnel to Towers, and I'm sure there are others out there as well, who do these great things. But to me, and every time I see these commercials, I get angry because it's like, wait a minute, our politicians, both parties, send these people into these impossible situations, and these brave men and women risk their lives every day. Many of them don't come back. Others who do come back are so challenged with health issues, physical, mental, what it's incomprehensible. I mean, I can't wrap my mind around this. And then we need a nonprofit organization to take care of them, take care of their families. Why in God's name aren't these politicians, both parties, doing what Tunnel to Towers Foundation is doing for our veterans and their survivors? It would seem to me that if these brave men and women are going to risk their lives for you and for me, that there's a bond here. There's an understanding here that, yeah, if you are wounded, if you are severely damaged mentally, physically, whatever, we, taxpayers, government, are going to do whatever we have to do to get you as close to making you whole as possible. And if you make the ultimate sacrifice, then we will do everything for your family to make sure they don't suffer, they don't worry, or whatever. It would seem to me that that would be a reasonable bargain, a reasonable way of dealing with every one of these brave men and women, every one of our veterans who served. And yet we need a wonderful nonprofit trying to raise money to do what our government should be doing for every one of them. I see the ones who are being served, and that's great. But what about all the other ones who are not being served? What about all the other widows who've got mortgage payments and who have a half dozen kids and have this, that, and the other? What about the other veterans who are come back who are damaged mentally or physically or both? Maybe not as badly damaged as the ones that we see on TV. What about them? Every one of these people should be treated in the same way. I cannot understand, especially now with Trump, but it's for both parties. And there are so many of these the veterans who are now politicians who are serving, again, both parties. Am I the only one who's bringing up this issue here? Because honestly, you would think that when you see these commercials and you would just feel, you know, wonderful and it's warm and it feels great and all that. And yes, and it does for them. But I'm thinking about everyone else. What about all these other people? Why do we need to raise funds for them when the government who put them in this position in the first place, well, they should be, they're the ones who should be doing this. This is Veterans Day. And I realize that I'm just one guy talking into a microphone. I'm some idiot talking into this thing. And you see me on Facebook or the Facebook live stream. And I know this is going to go nowhere. because no one's going to probably give a rat's ass regarding any of this stuff. But I got to tell you, the Veterans Day, anytime I see those commercials, the first thing that comes into my head is, why the hell isn't our government doing that for every one of these people? They put them in harm's way. They train them to do whatever they, you know, all the stuff they need to do. And then when they, the ones who are lucky enough to come home, why aren't you giving them new homes that they can live in? And what, and the ones who don't come home, what about the widows? What about the children? I mean, to me, that would be the least that our federal government could do for every one of our veterans. No one seems to care about this. No one is talking about this, at least not that I'm aware of. But boy, oh boy, it's like, how do we not do this? How do we not do this?